You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. Good afternoon, I'm Bob Eccles. The Shadow Art Fair returns to the Corner Brewery in Ypsilanti Saturday, July 20th. And joining me to talk about the Shadow Art Fair is Mark Maynard. He's one of the five founders of the art fair. Mark, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you. This is awesome.
First of all, I understand that this is going to be the Shadow Art Fair's last year. Why is that?
Yep. Sadly, it is the end. The founders have all decided to kind of move on to other things. We thought that it had run its course, and I think what we did was important, and it continues to be important, but we all have other projects we're working on now. A few of us are leaving the state, and a few of us are staying here to work on other things, and the environment's changed a lot since we first started the Shadow Art Fair. At the time, that was before, you know, a lot of what I guess you'd call alternative art fairs were in the area. There wasn't Handmade Detroit. There wasn't Dipsy. There wasn't, you know, Tiny Expo, which is now in Ann Arbor. There weren't a lot of these things. There was Ann Arbor's art fair. And what we did is we tried to do something that was different and kind of counter-program against the Ann Arbor art fair. And apparently people liked it. We had, you know, thousands of people came out the first time, and it's been growing ever since. And it's a huge thing. But we never wanted to do it as a business. We didn't want to make money at it. We were doing it because that's kind of where our hearts were and what we wanted to work on. And, you know, it's just it was just time to move on. So it continues to be relevant. It continues to be good. But time for bigger and better things.
Okay. How would you describe the Shadow Art Fair to someone who's never been? You mentioned some of the things there, but how else would you describe it?
It's a little off. Just a little bit strange in that we don't really select people to be vendors based on having the most sellable work, which I think you would expect from most art fairs.
Sure.
We look for people that have something unusual, something a little bit different. We kind of curate a wide mix of products and things. So there are the traditional people. There are people that make, you know, pottery. There are people that make, you know, glass pieces. There are people that do, you know, any number of interesting things. But then we also look for kind of experiential stuff. Documentary filmmakers that are there interviewing people. People that are just kind of changing the dynamic, the interaction between you and, you know, the person across the table from you. So in most kind of art fairs, there's an exchange of money for goods. And we have some of that. But I think we try to change it a little bit, and we're always looking for things that are just pushing the boundaries just a little bit in a weird kind of direction. So, for instance, one of my favorite memories of the Shadow Art Fair was something I did a few years ago with two of the other founders of the Shadow Art Fair, and there are five of us that founded it. We had something called Hugs and Gumbo. We made vegan gumbo, or our friend Jennifer made vegan gumbo, which is delicious. But then we also, when people bought it, they hugged us, and we had this kind of nice moment together, and we gave them a zine that we'd written, kind of a small magazine about hugs and gumbo that we put together ourselves. And it was more than just that exchange of goods for money. It was something that was interesting. You'd have a conversation with somebody as they ate, and that's kind of the stuff we were looking for, and that's kind of what always motivated us, and I think that's what always set us apart.
It's a busy time for art fairs in the area. What else would you say sort of sets the Shadow Art Fair apart? I mean, I noticed that it's very, very locally focused also.
Yeah. We do take occasionally people from other states. We get, you know, over 100 applications for each event that we have, and we have, you know, 30 or 40 spots. So we're quite choosy with who we take, and we do take people occasionally that do interesting work from elsewhere. We had a guy from Canada a few years ago that came down. He was doing what he called unflattering portraits, where he had 12 time slots. People would come and sit with him for an hour, and during that time you would talk to him, and he would draw a really horrific portrait of you, and I had one of those 12, and it was an awesome experience. It was covered in boils and warts and pus, and it's one of my most cherished possessions. But again, that gets back to, you know, us always wanting to do things that are a little bit different that you wouldn't find at the Ann Arbor Art Fair. But traditionally it is mostly local folks that are doing things for themselves. I think the thing that makes it most gratifying, or one of the things that makes it gratifying, is the fact that you know, a number of people that are vendors in later years came to early ones and kind of got inspired to go do something on their own. I think that, as I was telling somebody at AnnArbor.com a little while ago, there was a guy named Cree who does these really nice robots that you would see around town out of kind of coffee pots. Mm-hmm. And he's got them at Beezy's and different places in town. And he came as a you know, just a curious person to the first Shadow Art Fair in 2006, and liked it and wanted to participate and started, you know, honing his craft and making his things. And, you know, now he's semi-professional at it, and he's come back and done a number of them. He's launched his own art fair. He has artist space in Spur Studios. So it's that kind of these concentric circles of kind of things kind of emanating out from this event, kind of inspiring people to do things and kind of growing the base of people that are making things for themselves. And I think that's what we're all about.
Excellent. Can you give us an idea or a little idea at least of what folks can expect to see at this year's The Last Shadow Art Fair?
Oh, let's see. I think a lot of old favorites, I think, doing new stuff. So a lot of the people, this year we kind of changed it a bit, and we kind of made it like a party. Since it was our last, we invited a lot of the people that had done the best work, the most inspiring work over the last, you know, 6 or 7 years, invited them to come back and ask them to do something really special. So there wasn't an application process per se. With that said, there are a few new people. New entrepreneurs, we're always interested in promoting new people. There's a guy that started a bicycle ice cream delivery business here. He not only delivers it, but he makes the ice cream himself, mm-hmm. working at Bonacera Cafe downtown.
Yep.
And it's called Go Ice Cream, and he's going to be there and with his bike selling the ice cream that he's made. And he's got, I don't think it's a secret, but he's made special sundaes for us that are, again, like the Shadow Art Fair, a little bit off maybe. he's made broken glass out of what looks to be broken glass out of sugar. And he's putting it on his sundaes, and he's calling it Sunday Bloody Sunday. So he'll be selling those. And I have him next to another guy named Andy Clayton, who's also done great work for us in the past. And he's got a bicycle that he's rigged up to play death metal, heavy metal. As you pedal, it strums a guitar neck. And it changes the chords, and you know, so all it's right. it's kind of a neat experiential thing. We also have a filmmaker who's created a box with Tyree Guyton from mm-hmm. the Heidelberg Project,
yeah.
and he's got a small, I don't really know how to describe it, a little diorama that's full of artwork from the Heidelberg Project, and you kind of put your head into this box, and mm-hmm. you kind of see what's happening, and it projects. You know, it brings you to the space of the Heidelberg Project and incorporates video and some other stuff. We're open from 12 to midnight on Saturday the 20th, this Saturday coming up, and we'd love to see, you know, record turnout and people coming out and supporting what we do.
Excellent. Mark, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
I very much appreciate the opportunity to talk to everyone.
Mark Maynard is one of the 5 founders of the Shadow Art Fair, which again holds its last showing Saturday, July 20th, noon to midnight at the Corner Brewery in Ypsilanti.